A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Aritatiet, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the fantastic songs of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Vesna Bazarovic with Everything I Want, coming 11th for Croatia at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. Ooh, a moody Croat woman. Oh, yes. And my goodness me, didn't she, like, look, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it was scary or evil or seductive. I really don't know. I'll leave that up to your imagination if you want to go and rewatch Croatia 2002. Interesting stuff. Well, she managed to win Dora, the Croatian national final, back in the 10th of March 2002, of course. And Croatia didn't, as I say, 11th. It's not a slap in the face, but they got 12 points from Slovenia. That was the only 12 points that they got. They got a couple of sixes from Austria and Cyprus, 5 from Greece and North Macedonia, but then FYR Macedonia and Switzerland, and then 3 from Germany and 2 from Bosnia and Herzegovina, which I'm quite shocked. Bosnia and Herzegovina only gave them 2 points. That's telling. Well, no, it's not at all. It's weird. Strange as well. But that is it. That's Eurovision for you. And that's why we love it. And we're here to embrace it every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, if you want to get in contact with us, you can via Twitter at ESC Showcase. Of course, via our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, we have requests this week from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. We got Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And all the way from Venezuela, we got Rafael Vivas. So we'll hear from them a little bit later on. Yes, an international flair here in Dorset. Why not? And also, I've got to mention that we also have a request, which I'm going to play next. It's from the lovely John from Ferndown. So John, thank you very much for your request, and he's requested a song from Germany in 2004. He says he's got German roots and he remembers this song being awesome, and I'm sure it is because I actually liked it, and it ended up coming eighth eventually at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. And not too surprising either. Actually, no, well, no, it was 12th. No, it was 2004. Yes, sorry, it was 8th. So here we are. Germany 2004. This is a nice laid-back song. Right for you, John in Ferndown. Here is Germany 2004. Max with Can't Wait Until Tonight.
Oh, baby. Don't wanna talk about the way I am. I only try to make you understand that my affection is so really true. My heart has started thumping since I met you. Just can't wait until tonight, baby, till I have you by my side, baby. Just can't wait until tonight, baby, being with you. Do-do-do-do-do. Just can wait it. Do-do-do-do-do. Just can wait it. Do-do-do-do-do. For being with you. First time I saw you, it just knocked me down. Smile has turned my life around. I never thought that it could catch me, so I get my head together and I want you to know. Just can't wait until tonight, baby, till I have you by my side, baby. Just can't wait until tonight, my lady, being with you.
Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I'm just blind, running from love to love.
That is Sister Sway with Until You Saved My Life from the United Kingdom Eurovision National Final, the Great British Song Contest 1999. Yes, now that song came third in the end behind Alberta with a song called So Strange, and and Precious ended up winning and representing the UK in Jerusalem in 1999 with the song Say It Again. Now, it really is interesting here. There was only about 1,000 votes in between Sister Sway and Precious. So Sister Sway ended up getting 51,398 votes. Then Alberta got 51,708, but Precious with Say It Again got 52,457. So, my goodness me, that was a close one, wasn't it just? But poor old Jay, who came fourth with You've Taken My Dreams, got 43,000. So, left behind indeed. Well, the really interesting thing here is that the national final was held on the 7th of March in 1999. It was presented by Eureka Johnson, who participated as the presented the previous year's contest in 1998, obviously the actual Eurovision contest. And the results were announced on an edition of Top of the Pops on BBC Two on the 12th of March. Yeah, and which is rather bizarre, but as they used to do back in the late 90s, early 2000s, that there was actually a semi-final show on the 5th of February 1999 on BBC Radio 2, hosted by Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce. Yes, the televoting selected the top four songs that would qualify into the grand final, and the songs were previewed a couple of weeks before on the Ken Bruce show on Radio 2. And he's still going strong, isn't he? Anyways, enough of Radio 2. We don't do that here on Forest FM, do we? No, we don't. Moving swiftly on to Rafael Vivas's request. Rafael comes all the way from Venezuela in South America. He is a Eurovision fanatic, and he listens in to many Eurovision radio shows, as well as this one. And he's got a request this week. So, Javier, but Rafael. Javier's also from Venezuela, but he lives in Canada now. But, lovely, lovely, lovely Rafael. Thank you very much. Your request is coming up, and it is the Czech Republic 2019. It's Lake Malawi with a friend. Of a friend.
Can you hear it? There's someone behind the wall making the same sounds. Can you hear it? It sounds like you and me when we're making love. Who is it? You said you wish they weren't taking such a long time. She was my neighbor when we were 13. She moved back in. There's not much between us now, do you know what I mean? She's only a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. She's never home cause she plays in a band. I don't know if you understand. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. I had a dream that you walked through the door. I can't recall her name anymore. Please believe that I'm your man. She's only a friend.
I'm only a friend.
Can you feel it?
much between us now. Do you know what I mean?
Woo! She's only a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. She's never home cause she plays in a band. I don't know if you understand. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. I had a dream that you walked through the door. I can't recall her name anymore. Please believe that I'm your man. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend.
Your friend. I'm only a friend.
Yes, that is Iceland 1988. The group Beethoven with Stefan and Ifrir with Sócrates there, or Sócrates as they do in Icelandic, or as they say in Icelandic. Yes, now the so quite a random song, coming 16th with only 20 points. But the song sort of deals with the singer's idols. Many of whom are European composers, such as Debussy and Tchaikovsky. But also, there's a number of Icelandic people who are named, such as Gunnar Þórðarson, who ended up being the Prime Minister of Iceland from 2010 to 1983. And then also, no, that's when he passed away. He was Prime Minister from 1980 to 1983. Excuse me. And then Einar Benediktsson, which is basically an Icelandic poet and lawyer. And also, even the strongman contest winner, Jon Paul Sigmarsson, who sadly passed away in 1993. Yes, in January. But special praise, however, is reserved for Socrates, the Hercules of the soul. And the song was sung first on the night, preceding the Swedish entry from Tommy Holmberg, Stally Lus, City of Lights, a great song. And the Icelandic representative was succeeded at the 1989 contest by Daniel August with Fjallsem Ingen Sér, which ended up coming last with nil point. Iceland's only nil point to date. Yes, so that's a bit of random trivia, but it's now time to do something equally random. It is time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, this is a part of the show where we have two hats and my Rob picks one piece of paper out of each hat. Now, one hat has little bits of paper with countries on, and the other hat has little bits of paper with years on. We then glue those two pieces of paper that come out of each hat together, and then we play that song completely at random here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3. Yes, East Dorset, let me hear ya. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to now do first, Rob, the country. Right, so thank you very much. Okay, and this one is, oh, it's Turkey. Right, so we're going to Turkey, and the last time they entered Eurovision was in 2012, and they haven't been back since. But the year we're going to be doing is, thank you, oh, 1990, one of my favourites. Now that's nice to know. Yes, Turkey 1990. Yep, it is 1990, yep. Okay, the Turkish entry was from a gentleman called Kayanan, and the song was called Gözlerinin Hapsindeyim, which means imprisoned in your eyes. Oh dear. And it was performed in Turkish, of course. Now the song was performed fourth on the night, following the Belgian entry, Philippe Fantine, with Macedoine, something like that, meaning Macedonian girl. And preceding the Dutch entry, Ik wil alles machen delen. And at the close of voting, it received 21 points, placing 17th in the field of 22. The song is about love, and Kayan sings about his lover and talks about his eyes and denotes as he loved for her. Okay. Random. But Turkey, I mean, this song is actually really good, personally, and it's quite easy to sort of hum along to. Now, Turkey in 1990 got 3 points from the Netherlands, 2 from Iceland, 4 from Norway, 5 from Germany, and 7 from Yugoslavia. That was it. But Turkey, at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest, ended up giving the following points. They gave 1 point to Iceland, they gave 2 points to Denmark, 3 to the Netherlands, 4 to France, 5 to Ireland, which was Liam Riley with Somewhere in Europe, 6 points from Turkey went to Switzerland, 7 points went to Austria, which is one of my favourite of 1990, Keine Mauer mehr from Simon. 8 points went to the eventual winners, Italy, Toto Cotogno with Insieme, Unite to Unite Europe. And the 10 points from Turkey went to Spain. Spain were represented by Bandido with the song Azaka. Oh no, the song was called Bandido, but the group was called Azaka Moreno, which means brown sugar, apparently, in Spanish. And then the 12 points went to Yugoslavia from Turkey, which was Taichi with Halodaludo. Halodoyumo. Yes, I think that's it. My pronunciation hasn't been great, sorry. So let's play this song quickly. Rob's random request, Turkey 1990, and hopefully I'll do this justice. This is Kayan Han with Golazerin Hapsindiyim. La la la la la la la la.
Hasretinle alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Kaç gündür hasretinle alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Ellerim yüzümde susmuş dudaklarım. İsyanlarda gönlüm zaman gardiyandır. Ah, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Aman vermez hasretin, ay ay ay. Hay la la la la la la la la. İçimde martılar. Yaşlarımdasın. Kaç gündür hasretinle alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Ellerim yüzümde susmuş dudaklarım. İsyanlarla gönlüm zaman gardiyandı. Ah, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Aman vermez hasretin, ay ay ay. Hay la la la la la la la la. İçimde martılar. Akşam firarları. Sen gözyaşlarımdasın.
Yes, it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 16th of June 2019 with me, your host, Mr. Kieran Uri Tuttiot. Now, less than a month after the grand final of Eurovision 2019, Sergei Lazarev has premiered the Russian language version of Scream. And and he did so on June the 12th as part of the celebration of Russia Day celebrations in the Red Square. The day commemorates the dissolution of the Soviet Union and the declaration of state sovereignty of the Russian Federation. So you can check that clip on YouTube on Sergei Lazarev's YouTube channel. Duncan Lawrence, who won the Eurovision 2019 for the Netherlands, has told a Maastricht reporter that Rotterdam is his preferred host city to host Eurovision 2020. We will wait and see what happens with the contest between all of those towns and cities in the Netherlands who want to host next year's contest. Various acts from Melodifestivalen, including Malou, Dolly Style, Nano, High 15, Liamu, Victoria and Lisa Ajax, have released brand new music in the last couple of weeks. And you can check out all those various musics, pieces of music, on weeweblogs.com. They got an article from that of the dating of the 10th of June. And staying in Sweden, the lineup of Allsång på Skansen 2019 have been released and announced, which is pretty exciting. There is an article up on our Facebook page, and it tells you all about the famous Swedish singing competition. Well, it's not a competition, live event. How about that? I've got singing competitions all in my mind because I'm thinking of Pop Idol, X Factor, the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, dearie me. Well, Allsång på Skansen is a fantastic show. It takes place over 8 weeks each summer on Tuesday evenings in Stockholm. It's been broadcasted on SVT1 and internationally on SVT Play. And each show features several artists, and many Eurovision fans will recognise, from Melodifestivalen, a Eurovision and Eva Junior Eurovision. And this year, the show celebrates its 40th anniversary and begins on June the 25th. As Sanna Nilsson, Sweden's Eurovision representative in 2014 with the song I Do, will host the show for a fourth consecutive year. Yes. And the most exciting bit for me, in particular, June 25th, is that the fact that Carola and John Lundvik will be on the same show. going gooey here. Right, so that is about it. Obviously, you could find out the complete list of artists taking part in Allsång på Skansen in 2019 on our Facebook page, as I mentioned. Of course, Lotta på Liseberg will be on at some point soon as well, which is an equally Eurovision-themed, Melodifestivalen-themed show, which is held on the Swedish TV channel TV4. And hopefully we'll get a lineup of that pretty soon too. Okay, so let's move on with the show. We've got plenty more music, including requests from Javier Laval in Canada, Robert Wallström in Sweden, and we have Live and Kicking coming up soon too.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine, and this is my song 1944.
This is Greta Salome from Iceland. This is my song, Hear Them Calling. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Walk on Water. Enjoy.
See zonnetje mee. De molen draait ook zonder jou, je paard blijft nooit lang leeg. Dus kom, draai met die malenmolen mee. Bij de malenmolen van het leven staat iedereen te wachten in een rij. Wachten tot je mee mag doen, het duurt misschien wel even, maar voor iedereen is er een paardje bij. In de
I adore that song, and I hope you do too. That's Hedy Lester representing the Netherlands in 1977 with the song De Mele Molen, which means the merry-go-round, basically, in Dutch. Yes, and the song is a ballad which you just heard. It compares life to a merry-go-round, and Lester sings that the point of life is to take advantage of all opportunities one is given, no matter how frightening they appear at the time. Yes, so that song came 12th with 35 points for the Netherlands. Congratulations to them. The good song, though. I loved it. And, I think it deserved much more personally. But there you go. That's sometimes how Eurovision works. Okay, so it's now time for us to play a request, and it's from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. He's requested a song that came seventh in Finland's Eurovision National Final in 1996. And this is really quite cool. I like this. This is Eni with the song Ina son Olonas. So I hope you enjoy this one, Uva Ailta, to any Finnish people listening. Thank you.
Verhot yöhön himmenevään, huomenna kohtaan. yksin saat. Ja sun tuoksusi tunnen, sitä huoneeseen sinä jaat. Kanssasi aamut, kauniimmat ovat niin. Siitä luojaa mä kiitän, vihdoinkin kohdattiin. On aina sun luonas, vaikka kulkisin missä ei. Maailmamme toiset tulla saa, kun on aina sun luonas. Tuulissa myrskyä missä niin, sieltä sä saavut jälleen syliini. On aina sun luonas, vaikka kulkisin missä ei. Maailmamme toiset tulla saa, kun on aina sun luonas. Tuulissa myrskyä missä niin, sieltä sä saavut.
So 1996, it hurts, doesn't it? Oh, goodness me. Jenny with Ina Sonloinas from the Finnish Eurovision National Final of 1996. They ended up coming last in 1996 with Jasmine with Noon Passen Paivas. Honestly, such a good song that was, actually, especially to come last, although she didn't get nil point, so... Thank goodness. Because she didn't deserve it at all. Now, lovely Javier Laval. Now, Javier sent me a song to play. But sadly, the quality's not particularly good, I'm afraid, Javier. So I can't play it here on the show, I'm afraid. But I have another... I have an idea. Now, you request a song from Amir. Now, it was a live version of... His version of Tel Aviv, Ya Habibi Tel Aviv. Now, but I have a fantastic song to play for you, Javier, which comes from Amir. And it's his follow-up single to the song Je Cherche, which he came sick for France at Eurovision in 2016. And it's one of mine and Rob's favourite songs of him. And if not the most favourite of ours. Here is Amir, who represented France in 2016, with On Dirait. Enjoy.
Tu me dis de regarder la vie en couleur quand il fait noir autour de moi. Sur le dos, j'ai traîné pas mal de douleurs. Toi, tu me portais à bout de bras. Non, non, non, je n'ai pas toujours été sûr de moi. J'ai douté tellement de fois. Non, non, non, je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. On dirait bien que c'est toi. On dirait que dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été là. Que mon rêve est juste à côté, que j'ai juste à tendre la main. Toute ma vie, je peux la passer à t'écouter. La douceur est ton seul refrain. Non, non, non, ce n'est pas toujours facile pour moi. J'ai plié tellement de fois. Non, non, non, je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. Toujours que c'est toi. On dirait que dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été
on
là.
On dirait.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Amazing Suzanne Jordi with La Teva Decisio Get Alive. That is the full English version, though, of Andorra's currently last Eurovision entry to date, from back in 2009, in the first semi-final, coming 15th out of 18 with just 8 points. What a darn shame. And Suzanne is originally from Denmark. She is Danish, but she lives and works in Andorra now. Yes, so she knows Catalan very well, and she showed it in the original version, obviously. But poor Andorra got 1 point from Turkey, 4 from Portugal, and 3 from Malta, and sadly, in the big 5 back then split, only Germany and the United Kingdom were voting in that semi, and it wasn't Spain or France either. So poor old Andorra, they were up against the wall there, and are not in a great place. Okay, it's now time for us to do Live and Kicking. And this week's Live and Kicking takes us to Paris, France, and the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest. And that year, the song that came second was the Belgian entry from Jean Vallier, L'amour l'enchante à la vie. Yes, the love of my life. Oh, this is good stuff. Jean Vallier, Belgium, 1978, coming second, and personally my favourite of the 1978 contest. Take a listen to this.
L'amour, ça vous met dans le cœur des crayons de couleur. Dessiner le monde. L'amour, on devient musicien, de vrai petit Chopin, rien que pour une blonde. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met le bonheur en musique. Ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour, ça fait changer la vie. L'amour, ça vous met dans les yeux un regard fabuleux qui vous change un visage. L'amour, donne des ailes pour monter dans le ciel jusqu'au septième étage. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met le bonheur en musique. Ça rit de toute sa symphonie. Ça fait changer la vie. L'amour, c'est un grand magicien qui vous change un chagrin en moins d'une seconde. L'amour, en amont comme en sang, ça vous donne 20 ans dans tous les coins du monde.
A big finish there from Jean Vallier, L'amour, Le Chante la Vie, for Belgium in 1978 Eurovision Song Contest. One of my favourite Belgian entries ever, actually. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase for another week. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. If you want to get in contact with us, you can via Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, you can email us eseshowcase@gmail.com. And you can listen to any of our previous shows via any podcast app, Spotify or Mixcloud. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Herfi de scène. Vislat. Dobizegna. I'll see you soon. Toodaloo.
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.